This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Now, here's Rick Preuss and Lee Cullen, a couple of guys that can only hope to be house trained.
It's 9:35 and we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Holly, we have with us a returning guest in the studio, Dr. Kristen Trierweiler, who worked for Clinton Veterinary Service in St. John's. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Trierweiler.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. We appreciate your expertise when it comes to large animals because your practice, if I'm not mistaken, only deals with larger animals, correct?
Yep, that's correct. We only do work on horses, cattle, sheep, alpacas, any animal that's found on a farm. And most of our practice consists of our veterinarians going out to the farm to work on the animals.
Fantastic.
So you are always wearing steel-toe boots, I would imagine.
No, not necessarily, actually, but just good supportive boots.
I can imagine. Now, Dr. Trierweiler, we were just talking with the MSU polo team about the horses that they use for the game of polo. What kind of injuries and what kinds of things do you typically see from horses that are involved in that type of activity? Is that something that's good for horses, or are we really doing a disservice by doing something like that?
We don't tend to see a lot of the polo horses or polo horses in general, but we do see a lot of athletes, whether it's jumping or horses that are just, you know, crossing a lot of trail at once. And depending on the sport, you see different injuries. But with a polo horse, one of the injuries you might see would be a pulled tendon. You know, you might also see a kick or a laceration with these horses in such close contact. And I think a lot of the horses, they enjoy this stuff. If they don't, they're not going to do it well, and so they're not going to want to do that. But horses are meant to be used and interact, and I think that they like to get out and do stuff. So I don't think it's a disservice to them. I think it's just like an athlete enjoys running, you know, a track event or something like that. You know, they enjoy it and they're good at it, and it's the same with the horses.
You are right. In football, it might hurt to get tackled, but it is a lot of fun. So I do agree with you there.
Kristen, I have a question. What do you recommend people do for horses in the winter to keep them exercised?
Well, one of the things is in Michigan, unfortunately, that limits exercising horses if we don't have good footing. If there's ice or a lot of snow, you just can't keep them exercised unless you have access to an indoor riding arena or a place where you can create good footing for them. So you have to be really aware of that. But a lot of horses can go through snow with no problems. Mm-hmm. It's just the ice that usually poses a big problem for the horses.
Now, I've seen fields where it looks like a maze where they actually plow trails through the snow.
Mm-hmm.
Do you recommend that as a good way to exercise and keep
the horse? It's definitely a possibility. Or following, I've ridden my horse and followed snowmobile tracks.
Mm-hmm.
The snow will be compacted down a little bit there, but you do have to be aware that horses can ball up snow in the bottom of their foot.
Sure.
That can make it very hard for them to walk, and you have to get off the horse and clean the foot out, or you can have special shoes put on the horse that help prevent that.
Now, can you describe the special a winter horseshoe versus a summer?
It's a shoe that has a plastic piece in the inside that helps prevent snow from clogging up in the bottom of the foot, and that can be applied by a farrier.
Okay, fantastic.
And I've also noticed that a lot of horses tend to have what I would describe as a sweater or a piece of clothing on, which makes sense because they don't have a lot of fur per se to keep warm. But how do they respond to cold and temperature?
Most of our horses can deal with the cold quite well, assuming that they have no other illnesses and that they can keep a good body weight on. And if the horse is underweight or if it is very young or very old, it might have trouble regulating its body temperature. Or if we shave the horse so that we can ride it during the winter in an indoor situation, in those cases, the horses need to be have a blanket put on, preferably a waterproof blanket, and there's varying degrees of insulation that those blankets provide to help keep the horse's body warm and they don't waste energy trying to keep warm.
Now, what's the difference in the food that you would feed a horse in cold weather? I would imagine it would be higher in carbohydrates.
Not necessarily. The biggest thing is you just need to feed them more food.
Just more food.
It's not so much a change in food, but more. They're going to need more hay. is usually what I recommend to start out with. I tell people once you get below freezing, you know, every 10 degrees or so, you're going to be increasing, adding another flake or a piece of hay to their diet and feeding them preferably more frequent meals.
When you say piece of hay, what is that?
Bale of hay can weigh anywhere from 50 to 75 pounds.
Okay.
When you take the strings off the bale of hay and break it apart, it comes into pieces or flakes, as they're commonly called. Those flakes can vary in weight depending on the density of the hay. Okay. But usually I tell people if you're feeding, for example, 4 flakes of hay a day, when wintertime comes, you might have to go up to 5, 6, 7 flakes of hay depending on the temperature. When we get below 0 degrees during, you know, the day, that can really affect their ability to stay warm. And a flake can weigh anywhere from, you know, a 5-pound flake up to, you know, a 20-pound if you got a really heavy, dense bale of hay.
And that's per degree.
What's that?
That you're adding.
Yeah, so many degrees. Anywhere from 5 to 10 degrees below zero, you're going to be adding more and more hay to them. So when we got those really cold days or days where it never even gets above 20 degrees, pretty much you're going to give that horse as much hay as it can eat.
Okay. Okay.
And in terms of where they're kept, again, horses are kept typically outdoors, either in a pasture or in a barn. What kind of temperature control do you need to have in there in order to keep them warm enough during the winter months?
You preferably don't want to have any additional temperature control. Like, you don't want to heat your barn or anything like that, because that actually will create more problems for them going from hot to cold. What you do need to provide, though, is a place for them to get out of the rain and snow and the wind. So something as simple as a 3-sided shelter often works quite well if it faces like the southeast direction, and that provides them enough shelter. They don't need a lot, as much as people think that they need to be coddled. You know, they usually do quite well in that situation.
Right. I would imagine if a horse was a pet rather than their athlete, they would want to just take care of them.
Yeah.
Like,
and the
pet.
Worst thing you can do is close them into a tight barn with no ventilation. Right. It often creates respiratory problems.
Now, speaking of respiratory problems, what would you say is the most common ailment that you come across in the winter with horses? What are people calling you for?
One of the biggest things we'll actually see is horses that don't drink enough water, mm-hmm. Because the water tanks either freeze over or they're too cold, and they'll continue to eat hay, which actually results in them becoming constipated or impacted. And it becomes very painful for the horses, and we have to go out and administer pain medicine and fluids to them. Occasionally, it can be bad enough that they actually need surgery to relieve the impaction.
It's tough.
And horses don't catch colds or anything like that. I mean, there's no...
They actually can get respiratory diseases, and we vaccinate them. They actually can get they do get a flu shot in the fall, just like we do.
Okay. Really?
Yep.
And in terms of if I'm a human being and I'm sick, can I pass it on?
No.
I was going to say.
It's different viruses and bacteria, so don't have to worry about that. But there is a... they do get sick, and it's most commonly related to... They pass it from horse to horse. So if you have a horse all by itself and it's not contacting any other horse, it's not so much of an issue. But if your horse is going places or you're at a barn where horses come and go, you would want to vaccinate your horse with a rhino and influenza shot.
So when a horse gets sick, it's not because of the conditions. It's because it got something from another horse.
Most commonly,
okay.
For the upper respiratory stuff, it is something they pass from animal to animal. If you go to your friend's place and their horses are sick, you can bring it home on your clothing, though, as well. So you have to be careful of that.
Okay.
So just like people, you know, we wash our hands.
Yeah, we can be carriers.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, that's fascinating. And, Doctor, in terms of other diseases, I remember we had you in, I think it was last year, because of Triple E.
Mm-hmm.
There was issues of that in Michigan. I thought I heard a short while ago that there were a case or two in Michigan again this year. How has that been going?
There's only been a few cases. Definitely not. We didn't see the outbreak that we saw last year. So that was really good. We were really relieved to that. I'm hoping that last year's event stimulated more people to vaccinate their horses against that disease, because there definitely was still a lot of mosquitoes out this year. So,
oh yeah.
So I think that just more people were aware of it and vaccinated their horses, and probably is the reason why we didn't see the problem this year.
Fascinating. And in terms of other issues, one of the guests we've got coming up on the show are the folks from Mackinac Island, and they've got horses that are a little bit different. They're not athletes. They're more worker horses. Mm-hmm. Are the conditions in winter different for them than for the other horses? I mean, do they need more exercise to keep their strength up? How is that different?
One of the biggest things that those guys have to be careful of is when the temperatures get too low, the coldness can affect their respiratory tract and impair their ability to fight off incoming bacteria and diseases. So they have to be careful when it gets too cold not to work the horses either too hard or too long in that area, you know, for those. And then they also have to pay special attention to their feet and footing and the type of shoes that they put on these horses so they can continue to work when conditions are icy or snowy.
Right. And I guess one last question. We're running out of time, but, and forgive me if this sounds really stupid. The listeners know that I know very little, so that's okay. But how?
It's not just the listeners.
Well, you're right about that, Holly. But do horses, how do they sleep in the winter when there's actually cold ground and ice? I would imagine it gets a little bit uncomfortable. Or do they sleep standing up?
Most horses sleep standing up and require little, if any, time to lay down to sleep.
Okay.
A horse can actually get away with about 30 minutes of deep sleep. So they don't need to lay down for very long. And if they do want to lay down, they usually do on top of, you know, shavings if they're in a stall or in a lean-to. But they can lay down on the snow just fine, and they actually keep their legs tucked underneath them, and that provides them with the warmth that they need to stay okay, and they do quite fine.
Interesting. And if you could give any last advice for any horse owners to keep their horses in good shape this winter, what would it be?
I would just say pay attention to their weight and make sure that they're eating and drinking plenty of food. And if you have any questions, make sure to contact your veterinarian.
Okay.
We don't mind calling and talking to make sure that what you think might be abnormal is normal.
And how would they get in touch with you?
They can call our clinic at 989-224-1410. We also are on Facebook under Clinton Veterinary Service, and we have a website. It's clintonvetsvc.com.
Fantastic. We've been talking this morning with Dr. Kristen Truerweiler, who is with the Clinton Veterinary Service in St. John's. Thank you so much, Doctor. We really appreciate all the insight you've given to our listeners.
Thank you.
A great segment.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Oh, it was our pleasure. And Holly, after the break, we're going to continue the conversation and talk about the horses on Mackinac and what they do during the winter right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.